Today's sharing the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. We're on the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday the siman that deals with the halachas of Hadassim, siman Tof Resh Mem Vav. And we began Sif Gimel. I'll read it over real quickly, the beginning of Sif Gimel, which starts on Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Aleph, when we talked about the requirement to have Mishuloshim, that the Hadas has to have three on the same level. So we said that the definition of Anaf Eitz Avos, Ha'omu B'taru, Hadash, Olav, Chofin, Etzetzo, that the leaves have to surround the stem. For example, Kigon Shlosha, Olin, or Yoseh, Begibel Echod. The minimal amount that you should have is three of these leaves all coming out at the same level on one Gibel, at one point in the branch where they come out, at one row. And that's what we discussed yesterday. We went through the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Yud, and now we'll pick up over here with the Mechaber. Aval, however, im hayu shnei ha'olim b'shoveh, zeh k'neged zeh. If two of the leaves are on the same level, let's say one on the left side, one on the right side, coming out at the same level, ve'olah shlishi, and the third leaf, however, l'mala mehem, that comes out higher than them, not on the same level, and we saw diagrams of this yesterday in Dershu footnote number 13, where we described what is the same level and what is considered a different level. Remind yourself from the shir from yesterday and look at those diagrams again to define that. So if it's on a different level, then it's not called avos. Ein za avos, however, it is no good. It's called aval nikra hadas shote, and it is no good. Mishbur explains Sivkon Yud Aleph. Doesn't make a difference whether the third one that's not on the same level is either lamala mehem, as we said in the Mechaber, or the Mishmur adds, o lamat mehem. It would be the same halacha. It brings down the name of the Levush and the Ritva. Doesn't make a difference if it's high or low. If it's not on the same level, it is not considered Meshulash. And therefore, Sivkot Yud Beis, it's called a Hadas Shote. The Mishmur says, Mipnei She'ein Olav Holchin Kiseide, because it's not coming out the leaves in the right way. Elo Mishubashim Kishote. It's mistaken like a fool. A fool makes mistakes, so this is called a Hadas Shote, that it is no good. Now, the issue foot number 15 adds additional details. What is the normal length, the height of a Ale Hodos to be kosher? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't write such a shear. Shulchan Aruch doesn't write such a shear. However, it's brought down in the poskim that im Ale Hahados Aruchim Uruchavim Yosmida, if they're too long or they're too wide. So the Sefer Chaim Ubracha brings down that the opinion of Baal Halachos Gedolos in Hilchos Lulav is that is called also a hadashote. If it's abnormal, something that's not usual, it's called a hadashote as well. And this is also found in the Pirish from Rav Haigon on the Mishnayos in Uktzin. And this is also the Maskon of the Stechemet, his encyclopedic work in Mareches Halamet. He wrote an encyclopedia, literally, with the letters of the Aleph Beis. So the Stechemet also writes that this is no good. Now, what is the shear for being too long or too wide? The shear godlam. So it's brought down in the Hagos of Rav Shimon Mikaidan on the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Shloye Yoser mehaperek elyon shel agudal. It shouldn't be more than the upper joint of the thumb. We call the distal phalange of the thumb. On the other hand, the Marsham, he brings down Sheim Godel Ha'alim, if the height of these leaves is even the size of a tziporin of the agodol, the size of the nail of the thumb, then it's kosher. And if it's more than two nails of the thumb, then it's no good. He said you should be mefakvek in that situation if they're kosher. Rishon Zalman Zatzal brings down lechatchila yesh lahada. You should follow this opinion that it shouldn't be longer or wider than the nail of the thumb, the leaves of the hadas. And in the notes that Rishon Zalman wrote down for himself, he said that it shouldn't be more than 2 centimeters. On the other hand, the others disagree. In the Shelas Tshuvos from Rav Sternbach, Tshuvos van Hagos, so Rav Sternbach Shlita writes, Shishama b'shem Chazonish, he heard in the name of the Chazonish, and from the Griz, Brisk, from Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker of in Eretz Yisrael, from the previous generation, that even according to the Bahag, it's a hadas shal of ruchavim umeshunim that is possible. It has to be unusually large or wide. But if it's just a little bit wider than normal, that's not a kapeda. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah upasul afil b'shasat chak. These hadas shote are no good even b'shasat chak. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud Gimel, she'enu b'chal hadas klal, because it's not included in a hadas. Upasul afil b'shar yom, and this would be no good, not only on the first day, but all the days of Sukkot. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'cheinu m'yushnayim z'algav zeh, if you have two above the other, gam kein ein zeh b'chal avos, omer b'torah. If you have two, and then two, and then two, that's also not going to be considered the avos that the Torah requires. And the Ramah continues, and he says, there is an opinion, however, the ikoman the yoma b'gemara the kosher. He brings down, there is a lenient opinion in the Gemara that says it's good, and therefore, and this really is under extenuating circumstances, as we'll see, and possibly a limud zchus, he says, the Ramah, v'alkein noagim be'elu medinos, there are certain medinos that have accepted, l'chatchila, even l'chatchila, lotzeis be'elu adasim, that these types of hadasim that we're referring to as a hadas shota, they would accept these hadasim, the ein shlosha olim begivul echad, even though they don't have three leaves coming out on the same level. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Yudalit, wrote to Lomar, according to this opinion of the Ramah, this lenient opinion that he brings down, somchim al osaman diomer, the machshir betrei v'chad. They're relying upon the fact that two and one at a different level would be good according to this man the Omar. V'uhadin betray agar betray, and this would be two for two, and then two. The levels only had two, and then there were two in the level above it. So this opinion allows that. And the Sharetz Yonoshet Gimel, he brings out for the Bikuri Yaakov that he's mispale, he's shocked at this. Dein lezeh shum makor lahokel. Even the man the Yomar says that this concept of two and one off a little bit, so this understanding that two on one level, then two on the level above it, that should be good. He doesn't understand what the marker is for that. And, in fact, the Ramah himself continues and he says, v'yesh misha kosov da hadasim shalonu ein nikroim hadashota. He says that these hadasim, which previously referred to as a hadashota, we don't call them a hadashota. Why? Holvim shnayim agav shnayim. He then brings down his opinion that since it's two, with two above it, that's not called the hadashota. Ve'enuk hadashota niskub gemara. That's different than the hadashota the Gemara writes. And again, the Ramah has a tremendous cooler here. The lochei nagul hakel. In those places, there were no egg to be makel like this opinion. Kamosha kosov mari kolon or the mari esralan zal b'tshuvosam. Like these great gedolim were makel. Now, as we'll see, now in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav, many disagree with this leniency that the Ramah allowed. And we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tezvav, and he writes, Ayin the Bir Agra, Ubishari Achronim, the Vilnagonim, and the other Achronim, Shekulam, all is one, Pikbuku Ma'od Alaminagahu, that they strongly disagree with this Minog, that those countries, that they accepted these types of Hadasim, She'ein Lahem Shum Yiso, there is absolutely no basis for this leniency. Not lo betray v'chad, not when two, and one is a little bit off on the level, not on the same level, and certainly, lo betray, I got betray, not two, when they're two on top of it, and they never were three. The Ramah, they're explaining the Ramah as just a tzad lohokil here, dochak rak l'kaim minog. He was just trying to find an explanation for the minog, and that's why he gave this dochak type of an explanation. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, one should not rely upon this Ramah. Somebody who really is truly worried about doing what God wants him to do. Yitrach, he should trouble to find limso avos kadin, to find three on the same level. The ideal hadasim should be searched for, to find three to come out on every level, on every part of the hadas for the shir of the three tefachim. And this will be discussed more tomorrow's shir, but ayin lekamon in sif hei. Then the Mishnah continues as Kosvach Hayodim. Hayodim writes, "The betoch elu hayaveshim shemevim im esrogim. Those that they sometimes bring that are dried out. When they bring the esrogim, they bring these dried out hadasim bedochach nimtzo echud lemeya. You may only find one in 100 that actually is kosher. Sheshbo shlosha became echud. They have three in one row. And therefore he says, Lachain ein lem cheses kashrus. The presumption is that they're not good." Ad sheyashrim b'chamim, unless you soak them in hot water, warm water, v'yirakech, they soften, osam, and then you can tell, are the three in the same row or not. V'lo yimtza, and if you don't find them, yitob lo bracha. Then he says, the halacha is that you can take them, but you can't make a bracha on them, because you don't have the dalid minim. Dish of foot number 16, Eretz from the Chai Adam, Shu Mokar, which is the source of this Mishnah Berurah, Shaidei Kach, Yucha Lebotkam, Heimushulash Meim. When you add the hot water, that's you can tell it will revitalize them, and you can see that they're really coming out from the same level. Dishu foot number 17 says, why do we allow over here to take these hadasim, but we don't allow you to take a hadas shota and not make a brach on it? So he says, with the hadas shota, if you take it now, that might lead to a kilkel in the future. And therefore, when we're dealing over here, that you can take it without a bracha, he's talking about the shnayim agabi shnayim that the Ramah allowed you to take, lechatchila, according to that makel opinion, but he says you would only allow to be taking it if you were under duress, but you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Now, there's a very interesting chavetz chaim over here in the Bi'alocha, di ramasel ho v'heim shnayim. And he tells us as follows. We'll read this entire, it's a little bit long, but we'll read the entire Bir Halacha. It's very interesting. He brings down again from the Bikuri Yaakov, Shetamazah. He was shocked that you would allow this two on one level and two on the level above it. He says there's no source for it. Homikom Mokom, Eino Bechal Obos. This is not called Obos, Homer Bitora. Do Dafka Bas Tlosa Tarpe. You need three to be called Obos, and two doesn't do it. And he says, Ein Shom in the Bikuri Yaakov, Shochiach, who proves the Af Elo Makilim, Mishasat Chach, who dafka betray v'chad, that which they were mekel was only when they had two with one slightly above it. Avo al trei utrei, they have two and then two above it, and lonu shum smach, that's absolutely not good. Unless, in lo de nismoch, the only way that would be possibly good is if you rely upon another outside the box shita that wasn't accepted la locha, and that's the baal hashloma, who was matir b'shaset chak levaruch hashlosh abidim. He said that if you only have three of the four minim, he holds a bit of the effort. You can make a bracha on it. Now, we don't hold like that. He says, everybody disagrees with this Baal HaShlama and do not allow you to go make a bracha if you have three of the minim. He says, even without this, we shouldn't allow a bracha when it's two and then two on the level above it. Because they may have had some sort of a hetter because they had absolutely no other choice. But he says, nowadays we have plenty of good hadasim, and therefore one should rely only upon the good hadasim that are shlosha al shlosha. And then he brings down, even though Shabbish Shalus the Chuvish was Yaakov, Rotzel Apostlom, he wanted to say that they're no good, Mitam Rukovi, because it was a suggestion that these are grafted, and grafted are no good. And the issue footnote number 22 discusses this in more detail. Nevertheless, and you can see in the issue footnotes number 23 and 24 more about their position, why they're not considered Merkavos. And the Chavetz Chaim concludes and he says, he says they're definitely correct, that these are not considered Merkavim and they are allowed to be used. Since you have these good three level hadasim that have three leaves on every level, there's no concern that they're Mukavim, unlike the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov. Nevertheless, Afilu Ein Bahim Em Rak Echad, if you only have one of them in the city, Lo Mikre Tu, Shasat Chak, it's not called a Shasat Chak, if you have even one that's good, and therefore you shouldn't go and make a bracha al Shlosh Aminim below Hadas Kosher. You shouldn't rely upon that Baal HaShlomo. And therefore, Ashri Akonelo, it's praiseworthy to the person who purchases even one good one, Afilu Rak Hadas Echad Shal Shlosh al Shlosh. You should buy at least one good one. And then if you want, you can take additional hadasim that aren't so perfect because you're really making the bracha on the one that is good. So you could take one good one that's three in a row. And then if you wanted to add those that have two in a row with two on top of it, so if the too expensive to buy more than one that has three leaves on each row, so then you could use one with three leaves on each row, and the other two hadasim that the minhag gets to use three hadasim, you could take with these less good hadasim. Or, he said alternately, let the tzibur buy one good set, o akol yichu lehem lulav im hadasim shlosha al shlosha, v'yetzu b'kol l'kahal, and let everybody be filled with that, rather than using something that is less good l'chatchila. Ad kam v'shalom. These are the words of the Bikurei Yaakov. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yotzu harbe bekein echad, if you had actually on each level many more than three. And then, v'narshu mehem, and then some of them fell off. Ashlo nisharu elo shlosha bekein echad, and then several fell off, but you're still left with three on each level. So then it's kosher. That is perfectly good. The fact that you started off with a lot more, as long as you're left with three, is fine. And this is even afilu nashu rubam, even if the majority of them actually fell off. For example, Kagon Shah Yashiva, you started off with seven, and four fell off, and Ashur Meir Arba, and you're left with three, V'nisharu Shlosha, that is absolutely still good. L'chatchila, that is fine. Mishmur explains the Sivkot Tezayin, Hainu, Afilu Hoya B'kol Orech HaHadas Kein. This is true, even if the entire three Tvachim of your Kasher Hadas is like this, that several of them fell off, but as long as you're left with three, you're fine. Mishbura Sivkot Yudzayin, why is this? The Kiva and the Nishar Shlosha, since you're left with three, Adayin Avos Karinabe. It's still called Avos, so the fact that it usually was four or five or six or seven or ten is irrelevant. However, Avolim Nisharu Rak Shnayim, but then, if you started off with seven and only two are left, then it would be possible. Why? The Bahadas Sheshbo Shlosha became Echad. If you started off with three, and then the Nashar Echad Mikol Kain, and then one fell off from each level, the Nisharak Shnayim, and now you're left with two, then Hiskimu Kam Achronim Lahashir, then some Achronim do say that it's good. And this we'll see, that the Yishuv foot number 25 tells us in Siv Katan Yud Ches, in tomorrow's Shir, we're going to see that this is good. You can even rely upon this when you have no alternative. Nevertheless, Sham Shiny, that's different over there. Why? Because you have the majority of the original three that were there, the Ruba Kakulo. And therefore, we paskin, since the Rove is like the, like it's all there, so therefore, since it started off with three and now you have two, we can say, at least according to some poskim, and B'shas HaTrach, you can rely upon them that it is kosher. As opposed to Mashik Ein Kein Hocha, Shinash Ruba. Here, if the majority fell off, then then you must have at least three left. So if you start with seven and now you have three, it's good. But if you start with seven and now you have two, it's no good. The Ayide is there, Nuchal Lachshiro. Because if you have three left, it is good. Because it's still called Avos in this fashion. Plain in the last Shaar Tzion, Os Tezayin tells us that this was the opinion of the Bach and the Prisha, and it's also Masha from the Ritva, that when you started off with three Alim, and then one of them fell off, since we have this opinion of Rubo Kikula, when it started off good, one could rely upon this opinion. Again, this is according to the Prisha, the Bach, and the Ritva. With this, we conclude today's Shir.